Today I'm going to be commenting on a lot of different videos, so stay tuned to see what I have to say. So on all our social media platforms, Mel and I always get questions and comments, and they'll send us other videos saying, what do you think about this? So I thought, you know what, why not just do a YouTube video on a couple? This is going to be a new segment that we do on our channel, so make sure to subscribe and hit the bell to get notified as we release a new video every single week. All right, so let's dive in. Not going to lie, today there seems to be a lot of Dave Ramsey on him, and I'm not picking on him because I do believe he teaches a very good system. However, I think it's how to get out of debt, but it doesn't show the other side of how to get wealthy. That's just my opinion. All right, so let's start off.
You cannot make me afraid or happy or greedy enough to borrow money to go into a deal. There's nothing I want that bad, ever. I want to be debt-free more than there's anything on the planet I want. And so I will never trade that because it's given me that much freedom. It's given me that much peace. And I'm convinced it's one of the reasons I've become wealthy is I don't have any stinking payments.
Okay, so I don't have any payments. So again, I do agree with Dave Ramsey in if you're in bad debt, like that's what we have to clarify. If you're in bad debt and you have credit card payments and car payments and loan payments and not for real estate, I'm just talking about bad debt, right? I 100% agree with him, right? Get out of that bad debt. However, like I mentioned earlier, I think he just, he paints all debt with a certain paintbrush, right? And again, it's worked for him, so I don't want to say anything, but I know that debt has worked for Mel and I, good debt, right? So I think it's just, again, his concept is no debt whatsoever, pay everything off and then save up. It's just a different concept from Robert Kiyosaki, who I agree with.
Most people know running up a bunch of debt is not going to cause anything but problems. Most people, when it comes to money, already know they need to live on less than they make and they ought to have a written plan. Most people know that buying a bunch of stuff to impress people you don't even like with a bunch of money that you don't even have is a bad idea. Most people know these things, but what you do then flows out of your belief system. So I spend all my time trying to change your beliefs, because once I change your beliefs, I've changed your behaviors. That's how your life gets transformed.
So the one point there, I do agree with him saying buying stuff just to impress people, okay? And if you're looking, I'm just in my house right now. Mel and I just renovated it. We didn't buy this house from day one with renovations from day one. We worked hard. We bought a lot of real estate and it has paid for itself, right? However, I do agree with him. Some people will go and buy the fancy car, buy the fancy house, buy the fancy trips, just to impress people that don't even care about it, right? You think they care, but they don't. So I do agree 100% with him. Don't waste your money on trying to impress people. And I do agree with him. Don't live beyond your means. So this is when I actually, again, I agree with Dave Ramsey here in regards to stop trying to impress, you know, the Joneses, keep up with the Joneses, and then don't live outside of your means, right? So if you're making X amount, don't spend this much. You can either save, like he says, I do agree with him on that, or in my opinion, you can buy real estate using debt. Now, that's where him and I disagree, but I do agree with a couple of his points in this video, okay?
Real estate, I think now is becoming, it's not overrated. Real estate is a powerful tool to build wealth, but it's kind of overrated in the sense that it takes a long time, first and foremost. You know how many properties you got to get to make $10,000 a month? To net $10,000 a month off of real estate, you probably got to own 30 doors. This is, that's a lot of
30 doors
about net.
Or your properties just have your deals got to be impeccable.
Yeah. And not in this climate. Stuff is expensive now. The margins is this ain't back in the day where you could find a 30K property. You still can in certain markets, but it's very rare. You really got to have a lot of doors to really cash flow. It's a journey, bro.
So, okay, two smart guys. I love what they're saying. I do agree. Real estate is not a get rich overnight, right? We all know that. These guys know that. I love what they're saying. And I love that because you'll see a lot of people like, hey, you'll be a millionaire tomorrow. Well, that's not the way real estate works. And I love that they're driving that point home. It is a marathon, right? And I can attest to this. Mel and I both quit our full-time jobs, right, in our 30s. We're full-time real estate investors. We've now purchased over 250 doors. And think about how much cash flow that can give you. So this is why I love what they're saying. Don't just look at just the cash flow from the doors. If you want to make, let's use this example, $10,000 a month. Well, how many doors would you need and reverse engineer? And like they're saying, that's going to be tough. I agree with them. So why don't you look at other things, right? Maybe buying a buy and flip, right? Can you go and get $50,000, $60,000? right? You do a couple of those a year once you understand how to do them. Like, I'm typically a buy and hold guy, but we do flips. And if you take the 12 months and you do a couple of flips and you buy a couple of high cash flowing properties and you throw in some refinances after year one or two, again, once you've been doing this for a couple of years, that $10,000 a month can come from a lot of different ways, from cash flow, from flips, from refinances. So I 100% agree with these two guys. And I'm thinking, equip yourself as a real estate investor to do more than just have cash flow from properties. Learn how to do different types of real estate deals.
If you could borrow $1 billion, 0% interest for 10 years, would you do it?
No.
Even though you could put it in treasuries and pay off after the 10 years. You could lock in 10-year treasury right now, 10% or 5%.
No. No. It's not worth it.
I don't borrow money.
There we go.
Okay, so again, I love Dave Ramsey, I love his philosophy, but...
Hey, stop the video for a second. I wanted to talk to you about a turnkey income property provider that Mel and I have purchased properties for. Now listen up, if you are looking for an income property, then you don't have the time for it. I have a solution for you that I have invested in myself. They will find the property for you, they will renovate it for you, they will give you a turnkey product, and they will get tenants in there for you after screening it and manage the property. Does this sound too good to be true? It is not. I want to introduce you to Rent to Retirement. Okay, we've actually partnered up with them. They are sponsoring this video and they have an exclusive list just for you because you're watching a video from Investor Mel and Dave. So click the link below, go check out this exclusive list, find your next turnkey income property, and book your free call with them so they can go through all the benefits of what they provide. And you'll be investing in properties just like Mel and I. Okay, enough excitement about this. Let's get back to the episode.
If you could borrow $1 billion at 0% interest for, I think they said, 5 years. Think of how much stuff you could do with that, right? And I mean, obviously, investments, okay? You'd have to pay it back after the 5 or so years that they said. But you could, even if you invested it in a stable investment making 2-3%, you're still way ahead. I would choose to invest it in real estate, obviously, right? I would buy some high appreciation assets in some high appreciation markets. I would buy some higher cash flowing assets in some lower appreciation markets just for long-term buy and hold. I would buy some flips. Like, there's so many different things you could do. The fact that you could leverage, and I know that no one will ever do this. No one will ever say, here's $1 billion for 0% interest, but yeah, sometimes I wonder, like, he's just so against debt. Like, come on, that's a financial decision, Dave. I don't know if you'd actually do that. That's a pretty great offer to not do it just because you hate debt overall or don't love debt overall. Yeah, so let me know what you think. That's just my opinion. Again, I'm not saying that my opinion is the end all be all, and comment below what you think about what I had to say, what they had to say. Again, I'm not saying that these people are wrong in anything that they've mentioned in the video. I'm just kind of putting my two cents towards it. So let me know if you like this video. And if you do, make sure to check out the next one. I'm Dave and I'll see you there.